Pause. How do I mean? How do I mean that we position ourselves to receive the comfort? We must be sure that we are in Christ. We must be sure that He is in us. In John 15:15, can I have it? John 15:5. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. But when you abide in him and he is in you, you can be rest assured that no matter the situation that comes to you, you will receive comfort. Amen. He told the disciples who are in him, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. So that is the Father that we have. Can I have John 16 or John 14? John 14:16-18. That is the Father that you and I, we have. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So the comforter is in you when you are in him. Is anybody here? The comforter is in you if you are in him. So no matter the pains, no matter the challenges, definitely they will come. But be rest assured that I am in Christ. And when you are in Christ, you will receive that comfort. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Did you see that? The world cannot receive the comforter. So those of us who have Christ in us, it is a privilege. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That is the promise of God for us. He will not leave us, but we must be sure that we are in him. And when we go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3-7 that we read, when we go through the trials and God has comforted us, we ourselves, we must position ourselves as a link to comfort others. Is anybody in the house? So if you enjoy all the comfort and you are not comforting somebody else, then something is wrong. So I take this and I will close with it. Give me Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So we have this assurance that he is with us. The comforter is there with us. So no matter how the situation is, the comforter dwells in me. Tell yourself, the comforter dwells in me. No matter the situation, He is there to comfort me. His rod and his staff will comfort me. Therefore, you must make a conscious effort to position yourself to be a channel of comfort to others. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Verse 2. Verse 2. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. New King James says that her warfare is ended. That iniquity is pardoned. I thought somebody would say amen. For she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So no matter what you have been through, God is saying to you, be comforted. That your warfare is ended. And you will now be a comforter to others. Can we bow our heads to pray? You need to talk to God first and foremost by appreciating God even for that situation that you are going through. For the fact that the word of the Lord is there, his rod and his staff is always there for you. For the fact that the comforter dwells on the inside of you, appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Yes, appreciate God. It is a privilege. It is a privilege. It is a privilege. Appreciate God. Paul said, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Who comforts us? It was not a palatable experience. But then it took solace in the fact that the comforter is dwelling on the inside of him. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Now begin to trust God. Begin to trust God that you will be a channel of comfort to others. That God will use you to comfort others who are going through similar thing. Because you have passed through this situation for the salvation of other people. That your life will be a testimony to them. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God.